Hello, and welcome to episode 79 of Design Curious Podcast. I'm your host and mentor, Rebecca Ward. Today, I have a special episode. I was able to record at Las Vegas Market back in January, and I wasn't able to publish it until now, but you get to hear some of my initial fresh takeaways from the trends and different things I was seeing at Las Vegas Market and some reasons why I go down to Las Vegas Market and check things out. So I think you'll enjoy this episode. And of course, I want to remind you that if you are looking for more information about the career of interior design, I have a lot of great downloads for you that you're not going to want to miss, as well as a quiz. And you can check out those links in the show notes, as well as on my website at rwarddesign.com/podcast, and you can find all the links there as well. So I apologize for the recording sound is a little bit different. Of course, I didn't take this full microphone headset to Las Vegas with me in my suitcase. I took a portable microphone, a little mini one, and I think it's kind of fun sounding, actually, that it sounds like I'm a reporter on the scene, like in the old days. So hopefully you can hear everything just fine. I was in a room that had a very loud air conditioning unit that kept coming on. Fortunately, I don't think that picked up very much. I was able to cancel that out. So let's listen to the episode, and then I'll have a little bit more for you afterward. You're now listening to Design Curious, a place where you, creative one, are here to learn about what it really is like to be an interior designer. And I'm your host and mentor, Rebecca Ward. If you're worried about how to succeed in a creative career, if you're ready to learn your next steps to become an interior designer, and if you want the satisfaction of doing something you love every day, you are in the right place. Grab a coffee, a notebook, and let's dig into today's episode.
Welcome to a special episode of Design Curious Podcast. Today, I am recording from Las Vegas Winter Market, and I thank the market and more for providing this recording space. Hopefully you are not hearing all of the surrounding noises around me and can hear me pretty well, but it is a lot of fun to be able to broadcast here from Las Vegas Market, and I thought it would be fun just to give you a few takeaways of the things that I have been noticing, trends and whatnot from this market, which is kind of the point of coming. I mean, I do love to come to listen to some seminars. I like to catch up with other designers that I see. Oftentimes, a lot of West Coast designers that I know will be here, so we'll see each other and catch up. But I like to see also what's trending and what's just new from the vendors that they're providing. The things that I have been noticing in this market is that there is a lot of upholstery with texture. So boucle is something. If you listen to the Business of Home podcast, Dennis Gulley is always talking about how he wishes boucle would go away, but it's definitely going very strong, especially that cream kind of nubby fabric that's kind of soft and you just love to touch. And that is pretty much on all of the upholstery, a lot of sofas, a lot of accent chairs, pillows, and things like that that you'll see. And that is still definitely going strong. And I feel like that we even leaned into that a little bit more, providing a lot more neutral textures, dimensional texture. I notice this a lot with artwork. So there'll be three-dimensional artwork that is all in natural tones. So there'll be a lot of whites, lots of creams, dove colors, but the artwork itself is very sculptural, textural. There might be even fabric that is attached to the painting or painted over. So it just gives a lot of texture, but it's all going to be monochromatic and really give that whole layer upon layer of these white and neutral colors going along. And so that is one of the things that I noticed a lot in the artwork, a lot in the upholstery, as well as rugs and pillows. Even some accent furniture had a lot of this texturing. One of the side tables I noticed had layers of leather feathers that were going down the side of it and gave it a really fun texture. You kind of just had to reach out and touch it for sure. We had that kind of texture going on and a lot of vases that were sculptured. So a lot of neutral palettes. And of course, what was predicted for this year in this market is we were going to see a lot more of the brown and warmer tone neutral coming through. And I definitely did see that. A lot of browns, a lot of terracottas, including going into the mauve colors, warmer reddish tone, rosy tones, a lot of blush, still some pink coming through. And I think that's a lot of the Barbie influence. So some of the vendors really leaned into that pink crowd, tried to get the attention there. But even muted tones of pink, the blush, the champagnes, a lot of champagne color. And of course, that layers over on top of all these whites and creams that we've been seeing around. Another fun feature that I noticed with lighting was a lot of wall sconces coming into play, and a lot of them being more of like a jewelry piece. And so they might be actually dangling or hanging on a hook and just looking like almost an art display. And so I thought that was a lot of fun to see all of these sconces coming in. I think there's a movement towards sconces. I was talking to one of the vendors about having sconces down hallways instead of can lights, just to give a lot more intimate feel, bring the lighting into a more sculptural and give it more attention than we have before. Of course, a lot of the black and white themes are still going strong. And I would say if we were to pull another color in besides the rust tones and the mauves, it would be going into the gold. I saw a lot of camel and a lot of goldenrod colors. We were talking in one of the ladies' restrooms with a gal who had a very bright gold wool bag, and she said that she was, you know, wasn't sure about it. And I told her I had a wool coat that was the same color, and it's, you know, it's always been a favorite of mine. And then after that conversation, I went out and in like 5 different showrooms, I noticed this goldenrod, very bright gold color in a lot of the fabrics. And so I would say that definitely camel for sure was even in people's clothing during the show. I noticed a lot of camel. And, you know, it's kind of a phenomenon where you're like, you notice something and then you see it everywhere. Your eye is just drawn to it. And of course, you're going to notice it everywhere. Like you know, they say like if you're going to buy a car, you know, say you're going to get a Toyota or something. And then all of a sudden you notice that everybody is driving a Toyota. It's because your mind is calling attention to it. Well, I think the same thing happened with this goldenrod color. And so I did notice that. But of course, it blends in well with the mauves, the terracottas, and a lot of that desert tones. And I think that desert modern look has been going strong for several years. And maybe it's just because this is Las Vegas market. But I think that it's still a very relevant look for this market and one that you're going to see carry out into the trends of furniture for this upcoming year. So that's kind of what I saw going around. I also, while I'm at market, I like to meet with a lot of my vendors. We will scan different SKUs of items that I'm interested in for upcoming projects or things I just want to have samples of on hand, like carpet samples. Oftentimes, designers get to order carpet samples at the show. They'll send us 18 by 18s, and we only have to pay for the freight. So it's a great opportunity to come down and be able to see them in person and then really say, like, yes, this is a rug that I know I'm going to use for a client. And so we get to order all the samples here. So it's a way to do all your shopping in one spot. And then, of course, another great reason to come is to kick the tires on all of the furniture that we do spec for our clients, because a lot of our clients don't get to sit in the actual pieces of furniture. And so we will come and sit in those actual pieces and tell them, like, yes, this is really comfortable, or the seat of this is kind of short. So if you're a taller person, you might not actually want this. We might not want to recommend this chair for you. So yeah, that's kind of the reason why I come to market. A Las Vegas market, I feel like, is very compact and succinct. So I can kind of come and do it in about 2 days, get to see all the things I want to see, and then head back home for it's just about an hour flight from Sacramento. So it's a really easy market for me to go to, and I would recommend coming to it if you've never been before. It's a lot of fun. It has a lot of Las Vegas vibe. Most of the showrooms have a bar and they're serving some fun drinks, or they'll have a great lunch, and everything's walkable. You get a lot of your steps in. So that is it from Las Vegas Market. And thanks again to And More from Las Vegas Market for providing the space for me to do a recording of my podcast.
So I thought that was a lot of fun and hopefully enjoyed it too. I do thank Las Vegas Market for setting that up for me. I was so pleased by the signage that they had outside the little room that I was recording in. They had a full height little stand that had the Design Curious podcast image on there, and it said now recording, and it was just really a special thing to see as I came around the corner to the room that they said they were setting up for me. And so I really appreciated that. They also offered, if I was going to High Point, to make it available to me at High Point. And I will be going in the fall of this year is my plan. And so if you would like to maybe stop by and be a part of the recording that I could put on the podcast, I would love for have you message me. And I will put some more details out, of course, as we get closer to October and all of that going on, and I get more details about what day and where it's going to be and everything like that. So I will share that with you. If you'd love to be on the podcast, just give your takeaways either about High Point Market or about the design career. I'd love to chat with you on one of these episodes live. Okay, I hope you enjoy that, and I'll have another great episode for you next week. And until then, stay creative. Thanks for listening. If you love this episode, please leave a rating and a review. This helps me reach other curious creatives like you. If you have a topic request or would like to contact me, simply head over to my website, rwarddesign.com, or email me at podcast@rwarddesign.com.